out the other day. Hope everything going well with y'all, man. Hope y'all having a wonderful day. You know what I'm saying? The main thing, like I always be saying, man, you got to stay focused. You know what I'm saying? Once you lose focus of what God needs you to do, then you start going astray. You know what I'm saying? Our Father say, look straight ahead. Don't look right. Don't look left. Look straight ahead. You know what I'm saying? On your mission, on your walk with him, because, you know what I'm saying, staying straight is being obedient. You know what I'm saying? When you looking left, looking right, when you was told not to do so, that's disobedience. Because you wander off and you don't know which way. Once you go right or left, you don't know where to go after that, because now you have no guidance from the Father. You only have guidance from your own heart, your own mind, and your own imaginations. You know what I'm saying? And that's where people fall off at. We don't want to fall off. We want to always stay in line with the Father, stay in line with the Holy Spirit, stay in line with Yeshua. You know what I'm saying? So we can stay covered in the blood, so we can stay protected and, you know what I'm saying, be respectful and honorable to our Father. Because not knowing which way to go, you know what I'm saying, only leads you back to familiar spirits, only leads you back to your past. You know what I'm saying? Only leads you back to those, you know what I'm saying, who don't like you. You know what I'm saying? Like those same people who you got away from following God, you'll be led right back to those same people. Our people just like them, because once you go back, things get worse than they were before. Those spirits get worse than they were before. They're already trying to stop you, you know what I'm saying, when you with God. So imagine leaving God and going back until, you know what I'm saying, until your past and doing old things that you once stopped doing, you know what I'm saying, through the power of God. You got to understand how bad it is, and you'll see even more how powerful those spirits are. You know what I'm saying? Like, when people lose God, they lose their faith, they lose their knowledge, they lose everything. You know what I'm saying? Day by day, because they're living according to their own will. You know what I'm saying? Man still got their own will. So it's not the fact that you say you repent and for your sins that you can't sin or do anything no more, because most people do. They go back and do it again and do it again and do it again and repeat and repeat and repeat. But as you understand that when they do that, their faith is not strong and their obedience is not strong at all. So their respect for Father Yahweh is not even there. You know what I'm saying? Because they say they repent and then they say they're not going to do it again, but they do it again. You know what I'm saying? So those spirits get even worse on you. You know what I'm saying? So it make it even harder for you to recover. It's just like saying, for example, it's not exactly like it, but for example, it's like someone saying, oh, I'm gonna lose weight, I'm gonna lose weight, right? They get started losing weight, and at first they don't have a good diet, but they're working out. You know what I'm saying? Next thing you know, they start to get a good diet and they're working out, so they start to see some results, see better things, right? Once they get to a certain size and they see those results happening, they start eating cake again. They start drinking milk again. They start eating fried chicken and fatty food, fat meats, fat soft meats, all type of, you know what I'm saying, heavy things that put the weight on them to begin with. A whole bunch of out to eat foods, restaurants like McDonald's and Burger King, all these things that they just started to eat, cheesecake, all these things they just started to eat. You know what I'm saying? And they just start to pick up the weight again until they notice, like, man, I done picked up the weight again. I just lost the weight. How? The bad habits, familiar spirits. You know what I'm saying? The familiarness of the food. You know what I'm saying? You not being obedient to your own self, to control your own mind, to control your own heart and your own imaginations, to be able to control these things. You couldn't do it. You know what I'm saying? So when you leave the Father, you won't be able to control your imaginations and all these things, wild things that's coming back to your memories, to your thoughts. You know what I'm saying? Because you backslid, you backsliding, you falling off. You know what I'm saying? So you got to understand that putting God first and staying with him and being obedient to him is the key to your success, to the kingdom, and through life. You got to understand, you got to look at the big picture. When you first started life, you know what I'm saying, going through life, you wasn't with God because you didn't know God. So you did all type of sins, all type of wicked things that you was unaware that was sin. Once you found God, he explained to you and let you know through his words that this is a sin, that is a sin, this is wicked, this is this. You learned, you know what I'm saying? So he who taught you, if you think about leaving he who taught you, then you must understand that when you leave him, you're going to go back to your wicked ways, because you got to understand that you was nothing without him to begin with. You know what I'm saying? But when he came into your life, you began to be someone. You began to understand things that you didn't understand. You began to know things that you wasn't even aware of, that no man taught you, or that few taught you, but you didn't take heed to it. Because you know what I'm saying? You still was in your free will. You know what I'm saying? So you got to understand, man, that putting the Father first and being with the Father and being obedient to him is the key to your success in the kingdom. You know what I'm saying? Paying close attention to details and listening, being sharp. You know what I'm saying? Being quick, being a quick thinker. You know what I'm saying? Quick on your feet, quick to think. You know what I'm saying? Being able to adjust. When God say do this, you got to be ready. It can't be like, God, but I don't want to do this. No, you got to be ready, because he's looking for your obedience every time. You know what I'm saying? Anytime you look through scripture, anybody that was disobedient always had a curse or a punishment coming towards them. And it's not the fact that God want to curse us or punish us. He don't want to do that. He only want the best for us. But when you go against the law, you automatically putting yourself in position to be cursed or to be punished, because it's abomination. You know what I'm saying? So you got to understand that having that respect for the Father is key. Having that obedience for the Father is key. Being able to listen and do as told is key. You know what I'm saying? Being in order, being in line. You know what I'm saying? Not going left, not going right, but going straight ahead. You know what I'm saying? On the righteous path, not on the wicked path. Got to understand that everything that we done in our life, everything that we done in our life before we met God, someone taught us that. Someone invited us to do it. Someone taught us to do it. You know what I'm saying? And since somebody invited us to do a wicked thing, or taught us to do a wicked thing, we did it because we lacked knowledge of. Even if we felt like it was wrong, we didn't have the power to say, oh, no, I'm good. And even if we did say, oh, no, I'm good, multiple times, they still turned around and tried to do it again, or somebody else tried to do it again. You know what I'm saying? So, and they put wicked spell words against you to make you feel, you know what I'm saying, that you less than what you thought you was. So you did it because you was tempted by Satan, not knowing that that was Satan inside the person doing that to you. You know what I'm saying? But if you had a God, if you had the mind of God, the divine intelligence of God, you would have been able to say, hey, I'm not going to smoke that. I'm not going to drink that, because this is that. You'd be able to break it down to them. You know what I'm saying? You'd be able to break down the spirits to them and let them know that, no, I don't want to drink. I don't want to smoke. You know what I'm saying? It's going to drain me. You know what I'm saying? It's going to drain me down. It's going to put me in a lazy situation, because the spirit that's in that is a draining spirit. You know what I'm saying? And you don't want to deal with that type of spirit. So if you would have knew that, you know what I'm saying, then you would have been able to tell them that. And then at least you know that, at least you're aware of what it does to you, and you don't want nothing to do with it. You know what I'm saying? And then that way you would have been able to educate them, and then they could take it for what they want to take it for. That's the power. That's power. Your knowledge is power. Your divine intelligence is your power. No one can make you or force you to do anything that you don't want to do when you have the knowledge, wisdom, and understanding of power, where you able to get knowledge on something. You know what I'm saying? Then be able to understand it, and then be able to have wisdom behind it to back it all up. You know what I'm saying? And then be able to activate it in your life to become it. And then being able to take all that power that you just got and be able to utilize it. You know what I'm saying? And give glory to the Father for giving it to you. And letting people know that the Father gave that to you. That's how you knew it. That's how you learned it. You did not know that on your own. You did not know that before. You know what I'm saying? So we got to understand growth. We got to understand how to be focused. We got to understand how temptation works. We got to understand how craftiness works. We got to understand the wickedness of the world. The world is moving off wicked imaginations. You know what I'm saying? You're at warfare with wicked imaginations. You know what I'm saying? Wicked spirits in high places. You know what I'm saying? And since you're at war with that, and you can't see that, you know what I'm saying? It's only one way to get through that, and that's through our Father. You know what I'm saying? He the only one that's going to get us through that. So with all this law of attraction, they people thinking they can manifest stuff they self, you know what I'm saying? They don't understand that they tapping into their own spirits. What make you think you yourself can do something when you yourself didn't even have the knowledge to do something before somebody else spoke it to you, before somebody else invited you in? You know what I'm saying? And where they get it from. That's what I'm talking about. Others invite you in. You see what I'm saying? They invite you in to their imaginations from someone else's imaginations because nobody, none of them created it. It's all imaginations. You know what I'm saying? But where in the Bible does it says for us to go into our own imaginations, go into our own heart, go into our own mind to pick up something and make it become what we want it to become? You see what I'm saying? It clearly shows that there's a God and he has strategic laws and commandments and orders of how he wants things to go. And he's the one that activates you for how he created you to be. You know what I'm saying? It shows that if we're at warfare against wicked imaginations, then that must mean that these men who have these wicked imaginations have their own free will that they out here doing, and they basically got other people idolizing or looking at them as some type of guru or some type of whatever they think God or whatever they think they is, and people picking up on the same wicked imaginations and spreading it around the earth. You know what I'm saying? And these spirits are getting attached to any and everyone who got itchy ears. You know what I'm saying? Oh, you could law of attraction manifest this money. If you think about it, manifest this and manifest that. You see what I'm saying? If you think about it, okay, if you want to manifest something and you want the law of attraction, why can't you put God in it? Why can't you tell God that you want it? You know what I'm saying? And then God activates you to put you in position to get the knowledge, wisdom, and understanding of how to do so. And then therefore, now you got it. You know what I'm saying? How come it ain't that? How come it's a person trying to do it on their own? Do it on their own accord. Do it on their own term. Do what they feel like they should be doing. You know what I'm saying? For they self. And not looking at anybody else. I mean, not looking at God, to do it for them. You know what I'm saying? You gotta understand, man. When you read the Bible, you understand that men that tried to do things on their own accord, they had trouble with God. But men that spoke to God and asked God, you know what I'm saying, to activate them, ask God for permission to do this, to do that, God did it. You know what I'm saying? Because he respected how they had obedience for him. You know what I'm saying? And how they was righteous and upright in the heart and in the mind and in the soul and in the spirit, because they had his spirit upon them. You know what I'm saying? So when you look at life, man, you see these people out here telling you that you could do this stuff yourself. You might get to it, but guess what? It ain't gonna end well because it ain't established by God. You know what I'm saying? Stop listening to these false gods. Stop listening to these wolves and sheep clothing out here, because they out here to take. You know what I'm saying? They out here to take. They out to steal. They're allowing Satan to use them. You know what I'm saying? In crafty ways that you cannot even discern or see because it's so crafty. You know what I'm saying? And since it's so crafty, you're blind to the whole fact. You know what I'm saying? But when you come to the true God and get the real knowledge, you're not blind. You see these things. But when you fresh meat, they got you. They're gonna eat you all day. Them lions, they're gonna eat you all day. Our hyenas, I call them hyenas, no lions, no lions of Judas. Them hyenas. They're gonna eat you all day. You know what I'm saying? And what can you do about it? By the time you get to God, you all jacked up and beat up and abru and abused, and you know what I'm saying? You crying for help, nah? You crying. You done went out there to the woods and done got jacked up. Now you crying for help. Now you don't know who to believe. You know what I'm saying? You don't know who to believe, nah? You don't want to believe nothing. It's like you walking in the dark. And somebody say, come here, come here, come over here, come over here. Next thing you know, you're getting beat up with bats and sticks and everything else because you can't even see who was calling you. But you went though. You know what I'm saying? Because you don't know. You don't know. So it's better for you to just come to God, you know what I'm saying, and stick with God. Stay with God. Come to God, stay with God, stick with God, move according to God, try God. You got to try him. Test him. Test him. Test him on everything that he say. Test God on everything that he say and see how it really is. Do everything that he say. Test him on everything that he say and see how it really is. You know what I'm saying? Stop listening to these humans that was created by God. You know what I'm saying? It's real popular, you know what I'm saying, and real trendy with these type of things. And the thing is, most of them don't even tell you what they go through, because you know they getting attacked. You know what I'm saying? They don't even tell you what they go through, because if God children get attacked by spiritual demons because we're trying to break curses and get out of our sins, and these spirits attacking us in our dreams, you know what I'm saying, then you must understand that these people who calling these spirits to come to them are getting attacked. You see what I'm saying? They're getting used. This life is crazy, man. And I understand that people tell you stuff that you want to hear because it sounds good. That's how they draw you in. You know what I'm saying? That's how you could draw anybody in. You just tell them, once you know what majority of the people want, you tell them what they want. And then you tell them that this is what it is right here. And they come running in. And then you got them. That's craftiness, wickedness. You know what I'm saying? Very crafty and wicked. Because you know people desire this. You know people want this. So you use this as a tool to take hold of the people, to abuse the people. And so you benefit and they don't. And then when they don't, when what you tell them, when what you tell them work doesn't work for them, and they feel like you are fake, and they feel like you this and you that, then you go and use more craftiness to tell them, oh, well, you didn't do this, or you didn't do that, or it's because you don't believe in, and you don't believe in the thing that you're trying to get. You don't believe in the $1 million that you're trying to make. You don't believe in the car that you're trying to get. You know what I'm saying? That's wickedness. That's why we have God. That's why we have a king. That's why we have a ruler, a supreme ruler, a creator. That's why we have him, because he is the one that loves us, and he won't do craftiness and wickedness to us. He only wants the best for us. He wants to give us more than we deserve in the first place. So why settle for less and go to man who don't care for you at all, who only want what they want because of individualism, who only want to take from you, who only want to steal from you? That's a fool. You know what I'm saying? You want something, you taking word and he from a fool, then word and he from God, Father Yahweh. You know what I'm saying? You dealing with a fool with his foolish pride, want to take, steal, and destroy with craftiness and wickedness of the people. But you believe because the fool is talking to you through his mouth and uttering out things that your itchy ears want to hear, and then turn around and steal from you, and you can't even see yourself getting stole from. But when God speaks through his children, no one wants to hear God speaking through his children, because they feel like, oh, well, you always trying to correct me. Are you always trying to make me feel some way, or convict me, or talk about the bad things of what I'm doing? Of course we got to. If we got corrected, if we've been convicted, and if God has told us about the bad things that we're doing through his children or through his word, then of course we must repeat the same thing, because that's what it is. You must accept to lose your pride. You must accept to humble yourself. You must accept conviction and correction. Because if you don't, you're going to fall short of the glory. You're going to fall short of the kingdom. You're going to fall short of the obedience. You're going to fall short of heaven itself. You're going to fall short. You're never going to be there if you can't accept correction or conviction. God's word is supposed to make you feel some way. It says words cut like a two-edged sword. What you expect? What you expect for it to be Candyland? You know what I'm saying? What you expect for it to be glittering gold? How you think you're going to get to the kingdom without being corrected? You know what I'm saying? Oh, don't judge me. Yeah, but it's righteous judgment. You don't want to be judged by someone who's righteous who's judging you on righteousness from your wickedness. You know what I'm saying? If a person is able to discern righteous from wickedness because they're clean and whatever they're speaking to you about, then you must understand that, hey, that person was in that situation and now they're out of that situation because they did this, they got the knowledge, and they act on it. But you, on the other hand, you doing it, you don't want to be corrected out of your wicked situation. You want to still be in it. You want to still do the wickedness that you're doing, but then you still want to get blessed. Like, okay, I want to be blessed, but I still want to attend to the wickedness that I'm doing over here in secret. I don't want nobody to know about it. I don't want nobody to judge me on it. I just want people to love me for me, and that's it. No, you're going to be corrected coming to the kingdom. Ain't nobody getting in the kingdom without being corrected. I love conviction. When I first started, I loved conviction. I loved correction. I loved it all. I loved it all. And I still do to this day if it's any conviction or any correction that I need, because it makes me feel good. It makes me feel better. It makes me want more for myself. It makes me want to do more for God. It makes me want to help other people out. It makes me feel at peace, at rest, knowing that I don't have to look over my shoulder to see if somebody looking to try to see if I'm doing something wrong or whatever like that. I'm at peace. No longer looking over my shoulder. No longer worried about any other things that this world has to offer. No longer worry about any wicked devices that Satan has coming for me. You know what I'm saying? It feels good. Well, you got to sneak and creep and do all these wicked things, you know what I'm saying, behind the scenes, thinking nobody looking. God, Mother Ruin, Yeshua always looking. The angels always looking because they got to report what you're doing. But you wouldn't know because you don't understand. You don't understand who God is. You don't understand his knowledge, his wisdom, his understanding. You don't understand any of this. So, of course, it's easy for you to do, you know what I'm saying, because you're unaware. You don't even know, you know what I'm saying? But when you find out the truth gonna hurt, you know what I'm saying? But people run. But the longer you run from the truth, the harder it's gonna be for you, you know what I'm saying? Because guess what? As you're running from the truth, as you're running from the knowledge, those spirits are gonna build up a kingdom inside of you, you know what I'm saying? It's gonna be to where the grandparents, the father, the mother, the kids, all of them going to be built up inside your behind. Then what? You know what I'm saying? Then what? Then you're going to be crying to God because, you know what I'm saying, most people are going to be on their deathbed about time to go. You know what I'm saying? Most people are going to be real sick. You know what I'm saying? About time to go. Now they want to call for God. When you have all your life to call for him and to get help before it even got built up that bad. You know what I'm saying? This is real life, people. This is nothing to play with. There's nothing to play with. You got to educate yourself. You know what I'm saying? You got to be aware and get knowledge on these things, because just sitting around and trying to do stuff on your own accord with your own wicked heart, your own wicked imaginations, it's going to cost you in the long run. That's what Satan wants you to do. That's why he'll push so much of self-worship, self-idolization, self-this, self-that. He pushed so much of that because he don't want you to know who God is. He don't want you to call on God. He don't want you to live for God. He don't mind if you know about God, but he don't want you to be activated in God. You know what I'm saying? The longer he can keep you away from God, the better. You know what I'm saying? Because he know that if you're not with God, you're sinning. Point blank, period. If you're not with God, you're sinning. Why? Because you don't know the law. So if you don't know the law, you can't do what's in the law. If you don't know ethics, you can't be ethical. You know what I'm saying? If you don't know how to be ethical, you can't be righteous. If you can't be righteous, you can't be holy. You know what I'm saying? You can only be the opposite of all that. The abomination of. You know what I'm saying? So if you don't know how to be because you don't know God, then you're only going to be the opposite. So then you know who your father is. It wouldn't be Father Yahweh. It would be Satan. You know what I'm saying? Yaratal. Lucifer. Whatever you want to call him. It'll be him. You know what I'm saying? So you must understand, man, if you lack knowledge of God, you need to dig deep. Because other than that, you may be like, okay, I believe in God and this and that. But guess what? You still cutting on the other side over there. You know what I'm saying? You still cutting on the other side. You sure say we can't serve two gods. You can't serve two gods. Either God or Mammon. Which one you choose? Either Father Yahweh or Mammon. You know what I'm saying? You can't serve two. You got to serve one. All I know is my father, the one I serve, Father Yahweh, he gives me everything I desire because I do what he asks me to do. You know what I'm saying? Obedience. putting in the full work, full time, you know what I'm saying, sacrificing, forsaking people, doing what I got to do, you know what I'm saying, so I won't be tempted, so I won't be led astray, so I won't be led on the wrong path, so I won't be falling victim to what man say to do, so they can invite me into wickedness, and I want to join because I'm bored, I want to join because I lack knowledge of, and I don't know what this stuff going to do to me, you know what I'm saying? That's the only way a person can fall victim. If you fall victim to something knowing what you know and you educated on what you know, then you lacking faith in that. You know what I'm saying? You don't have a true understanding in that. You know what I'm saying? But if you get into something and you lack knowledge of, then you need to educate yourself in it so that you get out of it. You know what I'm saying? So that you can understand the cons in that. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people like to tell you the pros and things, but they never tell you the cons and things. So they want you to see the positive side of the thing, but then they don't want you to see the negative side of the thing. But when you bring the negative side up, it's a problem. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, man. Real life stuff, man. Y'all got to get right. We all got to get right. You know what I'm saying? I'm moving according to the Father, man. I ain't trying to be moving no way else. You know what I'm saying? On nobody else's terms, nobody else's lanes. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to move correct. I'm trying to be on point. I'm not trying to make no mistakes. I'm not trying to fall off, fall short of the journey, fall short of the glory. I'm trying to keep pushing, man. I'm trying to endure until I'm going to endure until the end. Put it like that. I'm going to endure until the end. I'm going to fight for my inheritance and what my Father got for me. You know what I'm saying? We got to do it, man, because it's world wicked. You know what I'm saying? You got to understand, like, man, who told you this stuff? You know what I'm saying? Who told you this? Who taught you this? Your enemy taught you everything you know. You know what I'm saying? Since your enemy taught you everything you know, when you come into the Word of God, you got to have a clear mind. You got to have an open heart. You know what I'm saying? You got to have an open mind, a clear heart, and an open mind, and an open heart. Why? Because you got to be able to accept what's coming to you. You know what I'm saying? You got to be able to accept it. If you're not able to accept it, then you got some foolish pride in you that you got to get rid of the pride. You got to humble yourself. You know what I'm saying? Every child of God that came to God went through some things, man. We all went through some things. We all was in the wicked world. We all was in the pagan. We all was taught the same wicked doctrine. We was all taught the wicked things of the world. You know what I'm saying? Because the enemy, who don't like us, taught us these wicked things. And they didn't mind teaching us these wicked things because, like I told you, they knew that we would lose our Father. And every time you read the Word, the Father reminds you that you must do these high holy days so that you can have remembrance of what he did for you, because he know that if we don't do those days, then we won't remember what he did for us, and we won't glorify him, and we won't honor him in the way that he want to be glorified and honored. You know what I'm saying? So that's why we got the high holy days. But you got people who say they Christians, I say they whatever they say, and they do the days of the world. They do the holidays of the world. What is that worshiping? When you look deep into your research and see what is worshiping, then you understand what you've been worshiping all your life, and you understand why you've been cursed, why you've been under spells, you know what I'm saying? What you've been doing to yourself, and you understand what your enemy been doing to you, how they've been stealing and robbing from you, you know what I'm saying? So it's like this, man. Why pick a side that's going to steal, rob, take, devour, and seek your soul from you, do all wicked things from you? That's what the world does. That's what Satan does. That's what his children do. You know what I'm saying? When you can come over to God, Father Yahweh, you know what I'm saying, with his children, and you can have peace, love, happiness, joy. You got people that love you, people that help you, people that care for you, people that want to see you rise up, people that want to see you glorifying God, praise God with you, glorify him with you, read with you, study with you, get knowledge and wisdom with you. You know what I'm saying? Do all these wonderful things, be charitable to you and yours, all these wonderful things that you can have in the kingdom. You know what I'm saying? Why not come to that side and live that way so everybody around you, who you're around, they're being that same way? They want for you what they want for themselves over here in the kingdom. That's what we want. Whatever I want for me, I want for you. You know what I'm saying? The same law I'm moving on, I want you to move on the same law. That's Father Yahweh law. But then in the world, Everybody got their own thing going. They got their own imaginations. They got their own law. They got their own guys. They got they got how they want to move with you. They got how they want to feel with you. They want to help you if they choose so. You know what I'm saying? They want to help you if they choose so. If they feel like you ain't did nothing to them, then they'll help you. If they feel like you worthy enough, then they'll help you. Other than that, they don't care for you. You know what I'm saying? They don't care for you. So you got to understand how the world operate. People do what they want to do. Ain't no love. You know what I'm saying? But in the kingdom, it's great love. People will help you even if you didn't help them. You know what I'm saying? Because that's love. Because guess what? They want for you what they want for themselves. So if they was in a bad situation, they will want someone to help them. You know what I'm saying? They wouldn't want to be in a situation where they need help and people just looking like, oh, yeah. Yeah, I can't help them right now. Yeah, money bad. Yeah, I can't help them right now. Yeah. No, they want someone who's willing to say, hey, man, I got you. Don't worry about it. Oh, we got you. Don't worry about it. Oh, we all going to come together and help you out. Don't worry about it. That's what a person should want. You know what I'm saying? So now when another person is in the situation, they will say, man, I got you. Oh, we all got you. Don't worry about it. Boom. Then to be in a situation where you're like, oh, I need help. Nobody help. Nobody reach out their hand. Nobody say, we got you. Nothing. You know what I'm saying? That's the opposite. You know what I'm saying? So I want to go with the God that gives me peace, love, joy, and happiness and bring those among me who want the same thing. You know what I'm saying? Then to be in a world where anybody can just come around and pretend to be your friend and just want to take from you, don't want to help you when you need help. They want to see you fall down. They pretend like they want to see you up, but they want you down. They want to one-up you. Everything you got, they got something better. All this stuff, no, man, that's crazy. You don't want to deal with that, man. You don't want to deal with that. You know what I'm saying? That's too much chaos. You know what I'm saying? When you come to God and you see how peaceful life can be while you're living on this wicked earth, you will understand exactly what I'm saying. You will understand exactly what I'm saying. Life will not be the same for you no more because you understand that your peace is very valuable. That's why our father say, that's why Yeshua say he's the king of peace. I mean, the prince of peace. And our father is the king of peace. You know what I'm saying? Because they're all about peace. Who don't want peace? You know what peace bring? You know what I'm saying? So you got to get yourself in the right environment with the children of God, the real ones. And not these false guys, these fake people, these actors. These wannabes but can't bees. You know what I'm saying? They want to be us, so they want to speak the word, but they can't be us because it ain't in them. You know what I'm saying? It's not in them. That's the reality of it. But if something ain't in you, it ain't in you. You know what I'm saying? Why? Because you ain't moving according to the law of God. Anybody can come to God and be changed and be renewed, restored, reformed, revived. You know what I'm saying? Put it in the right order, under the right laws. Anybody can because he's calling on us. But guess what? They don't want to. It ain't God's fault. It's their fault. You know what I'm saying? You got to understand that. God can take the wickedest person and change their whole mind, change their whole heart, change everything about them and use them in the righteous way. You know what I'm saying? But guess what? Man don't want that. You got to question that. Why they don't want it? They don't want what they come with. That's why. I guess people just think it's just hard to walk perfect. You know what I'm saying? It's just hard. They just got to do something wicked. It's just in them. Why? Because it was taught to them since they was young. Somebody invited them in it or somebody taught them it. You know what I'm saying? The enemy, your enemy taught you how to be wicked. Because they never taught how to be ethical in school. They never teach you about God in school. They took God out of the school. You know what I'm saying? You don't learn nothing about Yeshua in school. You learn about all these other different people who they want to put in front of you, who was all wicked and perverts, you know what I'm saying, in front of you and make you study and learn about them. That's the problem. They want to tell you what they want to tell you about those people so you can look at them as something. But they don't want to tell you the truth about those people so you won't see them as who they really are. You know what I'm saying? They want to hide those things. You know what I'm saying? But all your life, you could have been learning about God, Yeshua, Mother, Ruach, Holy Spirit, and all your and all our descendants, you know what I'm saying, Hebrews. But nah, they want to teach us about the European people and all the wickedness that they done, but they don't want to teach you all the wickedness that they done. They just want to teach you something like they was just warring with everybody to conquer and take over everything, but they don't want to tell you all the wickedness that took place and why it took place and what they stole and why they stole it. They don't want to tell you that. You know what I'm saying? So you must understand, man, your enemy taught you what you know. You must get out of the mindset of what your enemy taught you and get in the mindset of what God wanted to teach you. And stop coming like, oh, well, the Bible this, the Bible that. Or they, well, they wrote the Bible too. No, you don't want the Bible because it's going to purify your behind. It's going to bring your behind into perfection, what you don't want to be. Them little spirits in you don't want you to be perfect. So in your wicked mind imaginations, you don't want to be perfect because you feel like you won't be able to have no fun and do the things that you're doing now. Because the wicked you doing is fun to you. The wicked stuff you doing is fun to you. You call that fun. Drinking and smoking and shacking up and doing all these wicked things. You know what I'm saying? Dating multiple people. You know what I'm saying? Doing all this crazy, crazy stuff out here in this world, man, that contains wickedness. That's all. It's all written in the Bible. You just need to read and do your research on certain words and you'll figure it out. You'll find out, like, dang, that's all in the Bible. All this stuff. What's going on? Yeah, it's letting you know that God already knew what was going to happen. It was foretold. You know what I'm saying? It was prophesied already that these things will happen. And they are happening. They did happen. You know what I'm saying? You got to get your life together, man. You got to get everything going the right way and not the other way around. Stop pretending with yourself. Stop pretending with people. You know what I'm saying? People pretend. Think about this, man. Every day, kids go to school. Let's say high school and college. Kids go to school. You know what I'm saying? Every day, they're around their friend pretending, faking to be somebody they're not. Every day. Every day, you got somebody joining a new group, finding a new friend, and they pretending to be somebody that they are not. And the person who friend them don't even know. And then the other friend don't even know that the other one pretending. So they both don't know that they both pretending. Just faking it. Just faking it through life. But you know what people do? They find they only friend people who they can relate with something with. Majority of the people find people who they can relate something with. Oh, you good at math, so I'm good at math, so we relate. Oh, you come from this place, I come from this place too, so we relate. Oh, your people this, my people that too, so we relate. Oh, you like that cartoon, I like that cartoon, so we relate. You like that TV show? Oh yeah, I watched that the other night. Yeah, that's my show. We relate. Anything to relate, that's what brings the relationship. Anything to relate, that's what brings the relationship. But anything outside of that relate is fake. You know what I'm saying? It's fake. Because they don't want to show you the real them. Anybody who's not with God is hurting on the inside. You know what I'm saying? They're empty on the inside. They're not fulfilled. Would they share that with you? No. And if they share that with you, you know what I'm saying? And you fake just as fake as them, how you going to help them when you don't even know? You don't got the word of God to help them. All you got is your wicked imaginations and telling what you want to tell them just to get them out your face. With the bad energy that they bring into you and your mind. Because you don't want that around you. But you ain't going to tell them that. You're going to fake it. You know what I'm saying? You're going to fake it. It's a fake world. The money fake. It's only the money only structured the value based on the people. Based on if the people say that it's real. Look how the digital currency just came in out of nowhere. And it got value on it because people believe in it. You know what I'm saying? The president fake, but people believe in having a president. Knowing that the president never do all that they say they would do. All the politicians. The whole thing, scam, fake. You know what I'm saying? It's all fake. So once you come to realization of how fake it all is, then you got to understand, man. What's real? The truth? God? You know what I'm saying? God? His truth? But people don't want to get in order. People don't want to get in line. People don't want to be in the law. People want to do what they want to do, man. And that's what we got to understand, man. We at warfare against the imagination of man. And those spirits in high places. Yeah, man. I just be wanting to drop some knowledge on y'all, man. Wake y'all up, man. It's not any pressure that I'm trying to put on anybody. It's more to give understanding of what we need to be looking at. It's more of giving peace to the heart, to the soul, to the spirit, to the mind. You know what I'm saying? Putting you in the right direction where the peace is at. You know what I'm saying? That's what I want y'all to know. I'm trying to put you in the right direction where peace is at. Because if you get put in the right direction where peace is at, then now you can rest. Everything is no longer a fight. Everything is no longer a hassle. Everything is no longer empty. Everything is no longer a lie or fake. You know what I'm saying? Because you learn how to separate yourself from fake people. And at times, you just rather be alone. You just rather be alone and teach to those who God leads you to teach to and help those who God leads you to help. But other than that, you just rather be alone because you value your peace more than anything else. You know what I'm saying? Because it's coming from God. That's why our Father gave us the Sabbath day to rest, to have peace. You know what I'm saying? Because he understands how valuable peace is from a chaotic world, a satanic world, a wicked world, a wild world, a fast-moving world. Your mind got to rest. You know what I'm saying? So I just want people to understand where the peace is at. Where the truth is at is where the peace is at. Anything without truth, there's no peace. Because chaos is going to break loose somewhere. Once somebody finds out something is fake or someone fake or there's an issue with something, chaos is going to break out and there's no peace there. You know what I'm saying? There's no peace there. It's only wicked actions and wicked things will occur there. So if you go to where peace is at, you know what I'm saying? You learn how to tell people the truth, speak the truth, so fake won't be around you. You learn how to live in truth, so you won't be fake, so you can get the real results from our Father. Get the things that you desire from our Father. Live according to his laws and be obedient to him. You know what I'm saying? Who don't want peace? That's why Yeshua was the Prince of Peace. You see how he came on earth, you know what I'm saying? And came and broke up all the wicked, crafty things that those men was doing, that the Pharisees was doing, and that the wicked was doing in the land. He came and broke it all up. Why? How? Because he came and spoke the truth. You know what I'm saying? How? With peace. You know what I'm saying? The word. The word is peace. When he spoke that truth, it shook them up inside. It made them want to kill him. It made them want to do something to them. It made them want to do something to him because he exposed how fake they was. There was no truth in them. But the people who they was showing all these wicked, crafty things to, you know what I'm saying? The people didn't know because they was taught by them. When you talk by somebody and they don't want educating you and inviting you in to these things, you don't know the full thing of it until somebody come and bring you some truth. Until somebody come and bring you some real results, some real truth. Then you like, man, whole time they was playing me. You know what I'm saying? Whole time. You see what I'm saying? That's why they wanted to get really Yeshua and try to bring up, you know what I'm saying, that he would blaspheme the Father by saying he the Son of the Father and saying that God is in him and all this. You know what I'm saying? That's why they wanted to get rid of him, because he was exposing their wickedness. And once you expose somebody's wickedness, they want to do something to you. You know what I'm saying? But they couldn't touch him. Even though they touched him, they couldn't touch him. You know what I'm saying? It was already prophesied and spoken what the Son was come to do. And that's the same thing we come to do. You know what I'm saying? We ain't worried about none of that. We understand. You got to understand what the flesh is and where we really supposed to be at. You know what I'm saying? Everything got to come with the understanding so you can move accordingly. You know what I'm saying? So you won't fear and feel no way when time comes. You know what I'm saying? Just in line and in order. That's all. But yeah, man. So, just understanding that people, the world is fake, man. You know what I'm saying? We in it, but we ain't of it. You know what I'm saying? We here, we existing in it, but we're not of it. You know what I'm saying? But we moving the law of our Father while we here. You know what I'm saying? And that's what we gotta value, so we can get our peace, our joy, our happiness. You know what I'm saying? I love y'all, man. Hope y'all take heed to what I'm saying, man. I hope y'all really listening, man, and just, you know what I'm saying? Stay focused, man. Just stay focused, stay in line, man. And don't worry about nothing else, man. Just do all that God asks you to do, and that's all you need to do. Forsake everything and everybody and do what God needs you to do, man. You know what I'm saying? And God will give you everything that you desire. So don't worry about what the world has to offer. You will get it from the Father. Believe that, man. I love you. Love y'all, man. I'm out. Shalom.